Science professor at Brock University joins us now live from our CH newsroom to discuss how this is going to affect China and consumer confidence here as well. And Professor Burton, I have to ask you first, how does something like this happen? Like, if these products are manufactured in another country, aren't they tested here before they're sold?
Well, I think that the testing system assumes that there's good faith on the part of the manufacturer, so they can't test absolutely everything that crosses our borders. The assumption is that there's a self-regulating mechanism. Unfortunately, in China, the inspection procedures are weak. The inspectors can be subject to bribes or intimidation, and they don't have any other mechanisms to try and make sure that manufacturers are acting in the public good. You know, they don't have a free press. They don't have NGOs, consumer advocacy organizations, and the judiciary is usually just a function of the government and the Communist Party and the business, which are all tied up together. So you have a serious problem there of lack of accountability, and our system is based on the idea that the people we're trading with are essentially honest, and therefore the two things are incompatible, and so there's a serious problem with Chinese products and quality.
Can you see this being a massive move away then from Chinese products?
It's very difficult to move away from them, in the sense that in the globalized economy, a lot of products will contain Chinese elements. For example, the poisoned pet food only contained one element imported from China, and of course, when you saw where is it made, it said made in the USA.
Of course,
so
right.
You can't really tell the difference. You know, a product from that might say made in Japan or an iPod that said made in the USA will likely contain a lot of Chinese components. With the World Trade Organization and our commitments to global liberalized trade, it would be very, very difficult for us to, you know, enforce some sort of policy that says we'll sell products that guarantee that there are no components in them from China.
So what do we do?
Well, I guess we should try and encourage the Chinese government to improve things, but it's very difficult when you're dealing with an authoritarian one-party system. If they had the kinds of mechanisms that we have to ensure more accountability and more protection of consumers, then there wouldn't be a problem. So we're really caught between a rock and a hard place.
So it needs to be some pressure from our governments then, maybe on their government?
Well, yes, and I think if consumers really do stop buying Chinese products in the sense of Chinese manufactured toys, that will certainly induce them to try and do better in this area. But the government, under the current system, doesn't really have the capacity to ensure that their manufacturers are following the regulations. And so I would expect, even though the Chinese government will likely say that they plan to strengthen inspection procedures and crack down severely on offenders, that practically speaking, this sort of thing will continue to arise.
Okay, so things to look out for then. Professor Charles Burton from Brock University, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Well, after distributing tens of millions of dollars to charities in the Golden Horseshoe, the Morgan Firestone Foundation is shutting down. The foundation was started by Morgan Firestone of Ancaster. The Hamilton Spectator says he and his wife, Julie, have decided to wind down operations because of internal financial problems. The